Government growth corridor plans slated by wildlife body. The Wildlife Trust for Oxfordshire says the government needs a new way of thinking as it calls for a strategic plan for the Oxford-Cambridge growth corridor. Berkshire, Buckinghamshire and Oxfordshire Wildlife Trust has criticised government plans for the growth corridor between Oxford and Cambridge to turn the region into Europe's Silicon Valley. Calling the campaign 100 miles wider, the Wildlife Trust said the government needs to subscribe to a new way of thinking about its plan for the corridor, which includes tech investment, new homes, transport links and more. A spokesperson for the Trust said, the current planning system does not address the need of society when dealing with developments on such a large scale. Today's nature and climate emergency require different thinking when it comes to planning and placemaking. We want to see a strategic plan for the whole of the Oxford to Cambridge growth corridor instead of the current piecemeal approach. Managing water stress, transport pressure, housing requirements, climate obligations, and the need for nature's recovery can be done in such a way that people benefit from thriving natural environment which supports healthy lifestyles. Chancellor Rachel Reeves announced a £500 million investment package for the scheme in last October, including £120 million for the Cowley branch line to be reopened. The Chancellor says the corridor could add £78 billion to the UK's economy by 2035 and has committed to funding for the East-West Rail Link joining the cities which host the country's two top universities and the towns such as Bedford and Milton Keynes which sit between them. Plans to establish a new national forest in the Oxford-Cambridge corridor was also announced as part of the government's £1 billion tree planting commitment. But the Wildlife Trust wants to see a strategic approach to large-scale planning which prioritises nature recovery, builds living and connected networks for wildlife, and develops places which have both nature and people's well-being at the centre. The spokesperson added, if we do not change the way in which we plan and deliver different types of housing and infrastructure, we'll see an acceleration of species loss with knock-on consequences for our own health, well-being and social environmental sustainability. An alternative vision proposed by the charity includes a wilder network, a plan to protect, enhance and connect the wildest places to increase the overall area available to wildlife, as well as a blue and green network of waterways and green spaces for people to connect with nature. A green grid of cycle and walking routes and new railway networks are also included in the vision for sustainable transport to change the way people move across the region. The government has been approached for comment. And there's a picture of Wittenham clumps and a load of trees and Rachel Reeds and a lot of birds in flight.